Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the high plains to the hill country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip.
Spring is right around the corner, and the wildflowers will be in bloom here in the Texas Hill Country in no time. Join us March 24th through April 18th for the Wine and Wildflower Journey Passport. Ticket holders will receive complimentary tastings at over 45 wineries, exclusive discounts on bottle purchases, and the chance to experience the most beautiful time of year in the Hill Country on this self-guided tour. A portion of the proceeds will go to the Texas Hill Country Association Scholarship Fund, helping students pursue careers in the Texas wine industry. Nothing like supporting a great cause while sipping award-winning wines. Tickets are on sale now at texashillcountrywineries.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I am your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning in to this week's episode. And if you are new to this podcast, thank you. Thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around this great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoyed this content, and if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. This week, there's not a whole bunch of Texas wine scene news, so we'll get right into the Texas wine events for the weekend. But before we get into the wine events for the weekend, you know what we do. We check the weather. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 68 degrees with low temperatures of 49 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 75 degrees with low temperatures of 62 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 73 degrees with low temperatures of 46 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have high temperatures of 83 degrees with low temperatures of 66 degrees, and the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 83 degrees with low temperatures of 73 degrees. The wine festival season is heating up, and we have a fantastic weekend lineup of wine events for you to choose from. So let's dive in. Join William Chris Wines in High Texas for an exclusive afternoon wine tasting event with the Rhone Rangers on Sunday, April 6th from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. The Rhone Rangers is a membership organization whose mission is to educate the public on French Rhone varietal wine grapes grown in America and to promote the production and enjoyment of these wines. With over 30 wineries in attendance from Texas, California, and Oregon, you'll discover esoteric grape varietals from Claret Blanche to Vacheresse, along with familiar favorites like Picpoul Blanc, Grenache, and Syrah. American Rhone-style wines are made from the same grapes that have flourished for centuries in France's Rhone River Valley. Their growing popularity in the United States speaks to their versatility with food, a wide range of rich flavors, and the skills of American winemakers. For more information and ticket purchases for this event, visit their website at williamchriswines.com. Jump on I-35 and head north or south until you end up in Waco, Texas, for Rootstock, a Texas wine festival event at the Earl Harrison House and Pape Gardens on Sunday, April 6, from 12 to 6 p.m. Since 2016, Rootstock has been the premier annual celebration of the finest wines being grown in the Lone Star State. This year, the festival is back with a new theme, Spain. All participating wineries will be pouring Texas-grown wines made from Spanish or Portuguese grape varieties, such as Tempranillo, Mourvèdre, Garnacha, Torrigo Nacional, Mencia, Albariño, and Verdejo. Your ticket purchase includes a wine glass, wine tasting from a dozen wineries, a plate of authentic Spanish paella, a live Spanish guitar show, along with flamenco dance lessons. For more information and ticket purchases to this event, visit their website at rootstockwinefest.com. Head on up to North Texas for the Lubbock Uncorked Wine Tasting event at the American Windmill Museum on Saturday, April 5th from 10 to 5 p.m. Lubbock Uncorked celebrates the culture of grape growing and winemaking in the Lubbock area, as well as other areas from around the state. This event is a great opportunity to network with winemakers as well as other business professionals while tasting amazing wines. This event is a great opportunity to network with winemakers as well as other business professionals while tasting amazing wine, beer, and food, all while listening to live music from Junior Vasquez, Mark Walney, Darren Welch, Jeremy Couture, and Jake Payette. For more information about this event, visit their website at lubbockchamber.com. The Gainesville Wine Stroll event is happening this weekend on Saturday, April 5th from 1 to 7 p.m. Stroll through the heart of historic downtown Gainesville, Texas, and sample a variety of local wines and discover new favorites. Whether you're a wine connoisseur or just looking for a fun day out, this event is perfect for everyone. While listening to live music and basking in the beautiful surroundings of downtown Gainesville, you'll enjoy the company of fellow wine enthusiasts while indulging in delicious wine and food pairings. Your ticket purchase includes two tastings at each of the 18 participating wineries, a 6-bottle wine carrier, and a souvenir wine glass. A few wineries participating in this event include Four R Ranch Vineyards, RK Winery, Blue Ostrich Winery, Edge of the Lake Vineyard and Winery, and Landon Winery, just to name a few. For ticket purchases to this event, visit Gainesville Wine Stroll at Eventbrite.com. The Katy Sip and Stroll Wine Event is taking place at the Ark in Katy, Texas on Saturday, April 5th from 6 to 9 p.m. Katy's most beloved and celebrated original wine and culinary event celebrates the 29th edition this year. The biannual event offers locals a fantastic evening enjoying and discovering culinary creations from top Katy area restaurants, over 100 wine selections, craft beer, and select craft spirits. You don't have to be a connoisseur to appreciate the plethora of beverage options available at this event, because enthusiastic representatives are trained to help you focus on the discovery and education behind each wine and craft beer served. A few of our local wineries participating in this event include Bernhardt Winery from Plantersville, Texas, Becker Vineyards in Stonewall, and Llano Estacado from Lubbock. For more information about this event, visit their website at sipandstroll.com. Join in on the fun at the Mason Arts and Wine Festival in Mason, Texas, on Saturday, April 5th from 11 to 4 p.m. You'll have the opportunity to take a drive through the wildflowers, stroll around the Mason Square, taste some Mason wine, and check out some local and hill country art. Mason Chamber Music Festival will also have live music performances by Mason Pops and the Artisan String Quartet at the Odeon Theater from 1 to 2:15. For more information about this fun-filled weekend in Mason, Texas, visit their website at business.masontx.org. Fall Creek Vineyards in Driftwood, Texas, is having their 50th year anniversary celebration on Friday, April 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. Come on out and celebrate with Fall Creek Vineyards for a mouth-watering, chef-created picnic dinner paired with a tasting of three of Fall Creek Vineyards' most iconic wines, including the 2022 Chardonnay Private Reserve from Hethspetz County, the 2017 Salt Lick Vineyard Syrah, and the 2021 Meritus, Fall Creek's flagship red wine, with its 50th anniversary commemorative label showcasing its rich history and legacy. This is the 50th anniversary of Fall Creek Vineyards, founded by Ed and Susan Owler in 1975, and is one of the original wineries in the Texas Hill Country as well as the state. The Owlers have been called the first family of Texas wine for their legislative and promotional efforts to build a viable Texas wine industry. For more information about this celebratory wine tasting event, visit their website at fcv.com. Join Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville, Texas, for their Chocolate, Strawberry, and Wine Festival on April 5th from 12 to 5 p.m. Get ready to indulge in all of your favorite chocolate, strawberry, and wine cravings as you explore delicate white chocolates, creamy milk chocolate, and the lively bold tones of dark chocolates from local chocolatiers. All that artisanal chocolate deliciousness will be perfectly paired with award-winning Bernhardt wines. Elevate your experience by taking part in their artisanal chocolate bar or wine cocktail mixology workshop. So come and make plans to soak up the beautiful scenery and enjoy delicious Texas wine for a perfect day of relaxation and exploration. For more information about this event, visit their website at bernhardtwinery.com. Join Rustic Spur Vineyards and the Women of Wine Sense for the Life of the Vine wine tasting event on Friday, April 4th at 5:30 p.m. If you ever thought you want to plant a vineyard or work as a viticulturist, then this is an unbelievable opportunity to take a peek behind the scenes and get the experience to help that decision become a reality. The Life of the Vine event we'll take you into the vineyard at Rustic Spur to see bud break and the beginning of the vine cycle that produced the grapes that create the wines we all know and love. In addition to bud break, you will learn about springtime in the vineyard while walking through the vines with owner Shira Schussler as she talks about how vine training, pruning, and weather have an effect on harvest. For more information about this educational wine tasting event, visit their website at womenforwinesense.org. Check out Poultry Cellars in Johnson City for their winemaker Fiano pairing event on Saturday, April 5th at 1 p.m. Want to taste the difference a year makes? Then join winemaker Janet Merchant for this one-of-a-kind pairing of four vintages of Poultry Cellars Fiano from Pepperjack Vineyard, beautifully paired with small bites that highlight the unique flavors and aromas each year produced. For more information and to reserve your spot for this unique wine tasting event, visit their website at poultrycellars.com. Here are a few artistic-inspired wine tasting events for the weekend. If you're looking for a more easygoing wine tasting event, then head on over to the Blue Lotus Winery in Seguin, Texas for their candle-making class on Saturday, April 5th from 1 to 3 p.m. At this unique and relaxing wine tasting experience where creativity and fine wine meet, you'll learn the art of candle making in a serene and cozy winery setting. It's easy. Choose your fragrance, sip your wine, and craft your candle. For more information about this event, visit their website at bluelotuswinery.com. From candles to cookies, join Landon Winery in Wylie, Texas for their Easter cookie painting workshop and wine pairing event on April 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Queenie, the cookie master, will guide you through the tips and tricks of Easter-themed cookie painting, with each one paired with a luscious Landon wine. This delicious event includes 4 2-ounce pours of premium Landon wines and 4 Easter-themed ice cookies and cheese sampler. For more information about this event, visit their website at landonwinery.com. Join Singing Water Vineyards in Comfort, Texas for the Pottery in the Vineyard event on Sunday, April 6th from 1 to 2 p.m. Hill Country Pottery and Singing Water Vineyards is teaming up to bring you an incredible hands-on and interactive artful event to enjoy with Singing Water award-winning wines, live music, and delicious food. Hill Country Pottery instructors will bring all the fun tools required to use for your pottery masterpiece, or bring your own interesting items. Hill Country Pottery will take your artwork at the end of the class to be fired in the kiln and then return to Singing Water for you to pick up in a few weeks. For more information about this event, visit their website at singingwater.com. Make plans to check out the Cajun Wine and Beer Festival at the Hideaway at Splashway Water Park and Campgrounds in Sheridan, Texas on Saturday, April 5th from 12 to 5 p.m. They'll have local wineries and breweries from all corners of the state in one place. This will be a full day of live Zydeco music by Bayou Rue, delicious food, and Bayou vibes. This will be the perfect opportunity to sip seasonal and award-winning wines, craft beers, and socialize with friends and family, including the kiddos. For more information about this event, visit their website at splashway.com. Head on over to Enoch Stomp Vineyard and Winery in Harlaton, Texas for their 5K Wine Fun Run event on Saturday, April 5th at 10:30 a.m. Test your stamina at this annual event or enjoy a leisurely stroll through the amazing scenery and landscape of Enoch Stomp's vineyard and winery. Whether you're looking to run, walk, or just enjoy the wine, this race is a sure thing for a great time and an incredible experience. For more information and registration for this fun run event, visit their website at enochstomp.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next. Dry Comal Creek Vineyards in New Braunfels gets the music lineup started for the weekend with Tony Taylor on stage Saturday, April 5th from 2 to 5 p.m. Fiesta Winery in La Meta, Texas will have Chad Allen on stage Saturday, April 5th from 12 to 4 p.m. Singing Water Vineyards in Comfort, Texas will have Jeff Jacobs on stage Saturday, April 5th from 1 to 4 p.m., followed by Sam and Lily Platts later that afternoon on stage from 5 to 8 p.m. Barnhill Vineyards in Anna, Texas has a full slate of music for the weekend, starting with 90 Proof performing country music tunes on Friday, April 4th at 7:30 p.m. Dave Simmons will take the stage on Saturday, April 5th at 12 p.m., followed by Hard Night's Day later that evening at 7:30 p.m. Arrowhead Creek Vineyards in Stonewall, Texas, will let Sherita Badass rock the house on Saturday, April 5th from 2 to 5 p.m. Augusta Venn Winery in Fredericksburg will have Fallon Franklin on stage Sunday, April 6th from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. Moody Family Wines in Bullard, Texas will have Keith Ray on stage Friday, April 4th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Blue Ostrich Winery in St. Joe will have the Gudumbres on stage Saturday, April 5th from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Lost Oak Winery in Burleson, Texas will let the Caitlin Jouette Band assume musical duties on Saturday, April 5th from 6 to 9 p.m. Arch Ray Winery in Fredericksburg will have Julian Escobedo on stage Friday, April 4th from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by Andy Garcia on stage Saturday, April 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. Bell Springs Winery in Dripping Springs will have Russ Glenn on stage Saturday, April 5th from 3 to 6 p.m. Barron's Creek Vineyard in Georgetown, Texas will have Chase Gassaway on stage Sunday, April 6th from 1 to 4 p.m. Casual Friday Wines in Azle, Texas will have the Skylark Duo on stage Friday, April 4th from 7 to 10 p.m. Dove Ridge Winery in Weatherford, Texas will let the Gravity Factor Band jam out on Saturday, April 5th from 1 to 6 p.m. Wedding Oak Winery in San Saba will have Natalie Metcalf on stage Sunday, April 6th from 1 to 4 p.m. Deep Roots Vineyards in Plantersville, Texas will have Modoc on stage Friday, April 4th at 7:30 p.m., followed by Rocking Down the Fast Lane on Saturday, April 5th at 7:30 p.m. as well. 12 Fires Winery and Vineyard in Johnson City will have Sean Hart on stage Saturday, April 5th from 3 to 6 p.m. Hawk Shadow Winery in Dripping Springs, Texas will have John Permentier on stage Saturday, April 5th from 1 to 4 p.m. William Chris Vineyards in High, Texas will let Holland McKay jam out on Friday, April 4th from 1 to 4 p.m., followed by Jeff Taylor on stage Saturday, April 5th from 1 to 4 p.m. as well. Pedernales Cellars in Stonewall, Texas will have Bruce Smith on stage Saturday, April 5th from 1 to 5 p.m. Texas Heritage Vineyards in Fredericksburg will have Michael Hearn on stage Friday, April 4th from 2 to 4 p.m., followed by Dan West on stage Sunday, April 6th from 2 to 4 p.m. as well. And the Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas will close out the music lineup for the weekend with Hill Country Rhythm and Blues on stage Saturday, April 5th from 1 to 5 p.m. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Stay tuned for Did You Know? When asking a true and loyal Texas wine drinker about Texas wines, you'll probably hear a phrase such as, Texas wine tastes like Texas wine. Or, our wines are different here in Texas. We're not like California. And for the most part, each of those statements are correct. We are proud people here in Texas, and we love and support everything Texas. But I often wonder, in our effort to support and champion Texas wine, do we end up alienating some new and aspiring Texas wine drinkers by not sharing some basic similarities about other established and proven wine regions in general wine conversations? Here's what I mean by that. Other wine regions nationally or internationally have things in common with Texas, such as climate, terrain, grape varieties, and wine styles. By mentioning these similarities to novice or even seasoned Texas wine drinkers doesn't mean we're trying to be like or copy those regions. It's just fundamental comparisons, and actually, in my opinion, a sort of homage to the potential we have as a major world-renowned wine-growing region. Kelsey Kramer of the Hill Country Wine Academy wrote a very informative blog for the Texas Wine Growers website highlighting 10 similarities of Texas and other wine-growing regions. Did you know? Like Australia, Texas transports grapes from long distances from their place of growth and harvest to wineries to be vinified into wine. Intercountry Australia transports their grapes to coastal regions where most of the winemaking happens. Similarly, Texas winemakers transport grapes over 400 miles from the High Plains to the Hill Country. Beaujolais, a famed wine region in France known for its Gamay grape variety, experiences warm to hot growing areas that can potentially overripen its grapes, much like the hot conditions we experience here in Texas. To avoid flabby and uninteresting wines, both Beaujolais and Texas harvest grapes a bit early to maintain the grape's acidity, which helps with liveliness, better ageability, and quality of the wine. When it comes to elevation, Texas and Argentina share a common bond that ultimately affects the quality of wine produced due to the diurnal shift that moderates the warm temperature of the regions. Both Texas and Argentina have grape growing areas ranging from 2 to 4,000 feet in elevation. How about similar wine styles, such as Texas and Provence-style rosé wines or Texas and Madeira-style cooked wines? For great expressions of these wine styles, you won't disappoint yourself if you try Wedding Oak Winery's Castanet Rosé and Pebble Rock Cellar's Madeira-style wines. And finally, how about grape varieties in common with other wine-growing regions, such as Tannat, that's grown in both Texas and Uruguay with a high level of success? Those are just a few similarities and comparisons of Texas and other wine regions mentioned in her blog. For more comprehensive coverage of Kelsey's blog post, visit the Texas Wine Growers website at texaswinegrowers.com. So the next time you're helping to educate or perhaps inspire a new wine drinker to Texas wine, yes, be proud of who we are, what we do, and how we produce award-winning Texas wines. But be open to the conversation of comparisons, because in the future, we'll want other regions to compare themselves to us. Well, that would do it for this week's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. Cheers. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. On the site, you can find a vast amount of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas wine trails, 100% Texas wineries, and winemaker profiles. And if you are a business who wants to advertise on the website or the app, or looking to upgrade your listing, then use promo code TexasWineScene and receive 10% off your first payment. This way, your business or winery will be listed amongst the very best that Texas has to offer. So visit their website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review and let us know how we're doing. And share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends.